Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Ritten. Today, we will be reflecting on the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the great feast of the Transfiguration, one of the most important celebrations in our faith, one that speaks to us about the true mission of Christ and is a prelude to the fulfillment that he will accomplish from his passion, death, resurrection, and ascension. There are several characters of interest, each of which are named in today's gospel. Firstly, in order to appreciate the Transfiguration, we have to understand that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. That's testified by the presence of Moses and Elijah to his left and to his right. Moses, the symbol of all of the law of ancient Israel, he is the one who received from God's own hand the Ten Commandments and also established the Deuteronomic and the Levitical law of the nation of Israel, which means the liturgical worship of Israel, those guiding principles that made them a holy nation, a nation set apart for the salvation of the world. And to the other side of Christ, Elijah, the symbol of prophecy. He was, of course, this great prophet who spoke so frequently about the liberation of Israel and that the coming of a Messiah would set them free. He spoke truth to the powers that were disrupting the liturgical devotion of Israel and the faith of the people, and he preached the necessity of coming back to Yahweh. With these two persons flanking Christ, we see how Jesus himself is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. In their presence, what we are witnessing is the fact that Jesus Christ incarnates what they represented. In Jesus' own flesh is the new law of the new Israel, which is the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. In his flesh is this law, and that law is love. Love one another as I have loved you. Do unto others as I have done for you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the law. This is the fulfillment of all of those different rules, regulations, and liturgical practices that were given to Moses and to the other patriarchs of Israel. Now in Jesus Christ, we see a new liturgy established, the liturgy of the sacrificial love from the cross, the liturgy of his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist and the other six sacraments of the Church. These are the new legislative aspects of religion. It is here that we see the law of love truly come to fruition in the world. Simultaneously, Jesus is also the fulfillment of prophecy. He is the one whom the prophets inspired by the Holy Spirit, spoke about for millennia. He is the one who will fulfill all of the hopes, desires, aspirations, and salvation of Israel. Only in Christ can these things truly come to fruition, and they will from the cross and on the third day from the tomb of the resurrection. So now we understand Moses, Elijah, and Christ and their presence with one another. Now we have one more set of characters that we have to focus on who are incredibly essential to our understanding of this event, and that of course is Peter, James, and John. These are among the three most important of the apostles, specifically the relationship to one another, which we will not focus on in this particular homily, but suffice it to say that these three apostles are representing, at this moment, the church. We know that the apostles were the first bishops of the church. They were the first men ordained to the priesthood by Christ and entrusted with sacred tradition, entrusted with the deposit of our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. It was into their hands, their hearts, their eyes, their flesh, that we received the truth of Christ. And so their presence at the Transfiguration shows how Jesus' fulfillment of the law and the prophets is handed over. That's what the word tradition means. Traditio in Latin means to hand over. Is handed over and entrusted to the care of the church. The body of Christ. It is in the church, in Mother Church, that we come to encounter the living Lord. The Lord entrusts the fullness of his revelation as the beloved Son of the Father to the church, so that she might safeguard this truth, might defend it, protect it, pass it on from generation to generation, make it present in our midst through the sacred liturgy and the sacramental life. These apostles represent the church, the hierarchy, bishops, priests, deacons, but also the laity, all of us who are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Each of us is entrusted with the tradition, the handing over of Christ. Each of us is entrusted with the beautiful gift of salvation, first and foremost for our own sanctification, but also to be shared to the very ends of the earth. As we commemorate this great feast of the Transfiguration, let us first and foremost thank God for sharing with us the fullness of his revelation in Jesus Christ, for sharing with us the fullness of the law and the prophets, the incarnation of the law and the prophets, the new law of love, the new prophecy of hope, Jesus Christ our Lord. And let us also ask that with Peter, James, and John, these first representatives of our faith, these bishops who were entrusted with the tradition of our faith, we too might safeguard it, hold it close to our hearts, and grow every single day more deeply in intimacy with the Lord who has saved us. Amen.